Hi, this is Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, and I always start out with I love Carroll County. Almost 11 months as a commissioner, and I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. This is a great job. I'm blessed with the four men I serve with and many, many, many Carroll County great employees. We do monthly podcasts. In future podcasts, I'd like to include some other people. I did that last month, and maybe every other month I'll get somebody to help me. We've been busy. I've learned a lot. The budget process for this fiscal year is complete, but now it's time to get into next year. It seems like we're always working on the budget. And we've been discussing details of individual budgets to put together the big budget. We've approved some transfers within the budget, and of course, at each meeting, we approve some purchases and some items that were within the budget. The commissioners divide duties sitting on various boards and commissions. I attend the Opioid Prevention Coalition at the Health Department. It's a great meeting, and I seemed like I learned stuff going on in Carroll County. And things we can do with that horrible opioid problem and suicides and a lot of other things. This month, I think I'm going to miss at least half the meeting. I think I'm going to go to Manchester Valley High School and see Tim Weber in the state's attorney office do their 11th grade special opioid prevention program. I haven't been to one before. This may be the first one this year, but Man Valley is in my area. That's where I grew up, and I'd love to go to it. I also go to Veterans Advisory Council meetings, and again, what a great group of people to see. And last week, we celebrated the 10th anniversary of the Veteran Services Program of Carroll County at the Westminster Senior Center. Awesome ceremony. A lot of people there, a lot of featured speakers. Secretary Anthony Woods joined us from the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs. He's been here, I bet, at least four times already this year. And it's great to see anybody from Annapolis get up here and support us in Carroll County. And he had some good words to say. One of the things I was most impressed about, it seemed like a lot of the veterans that were there sticked around, had some snacks, talked to people. That was great. I wasn't sure if people would come watch the ceremony and leave, but they stayed until the end. I wish we could get more people out, and we need to all work on asking people if they are veterans or if they're family of veterans and convince them that it's definitely worthwhile for them to use the services available to them. They made our country better, and they deserve anything we can do for them. I go to the community college trustees meetings. Last year, unfortunately, last week, I missed that. We went to New York City for our bond rating. Great trip. Commissioner Vigliotti served for me, filled in at the community college. Staff members, consultants, and two commissioners went to New York and did presentations for our bond rating to Moody's, Fitch, and S&P, I think. But the staff did a great job. The staff that traveled, plus the staff in this building that also prepared the presentation. One of the consultants told us it was the best presentation they've seen this year. So I want to thank everybody in here involved. We're blessed. Again, I love Carroll County. We're blessed here. We've continued discussions on how the bridge replaces on Route 91 will work and how it will detour traffic. The contractor has started work down there on erosion control and some work down under the bridges. I think they're still waiting for a demo permit to be able to work on the bridges, but as soon as they get that, the plan is to close the road, do the detours, and get start working. They're under the gun for time. The district has set that job up well to try to make sure the detour is as less time as possible. And somebody will have to make a decision when they get their demo permit. Is it worth trying to start it over winter or will they wait? But either way, the detour will be minimized. We've also discussed the intersection of 91 and 140. I got to meet with the district engineer. He came down and we talked about a lot of things, including that project. He wasn't there at the public meeting at Finksburg Library, but he was well represented there. They heard us loud and clear, and they're doing some more studies to see if they can't come up with a better solution than what was on the plan we saw that night. My humble opinion, just about anything will be a better solution than what was on the plan that night. We need to make sure they continue to hear us. Don't let up. They've promised another public meeting, and we need to make sure as many people attend that and we get their ears again. This week, we had a joint meeting with ESAC. The budget is not approved, so nothing is official in the budget. So, of course, they have concerns about what's funded and what isn't moving forward. The purpose of ESAC, they advised Chief Robinson on the process to date and the plan moving forward. EMS hiring's going well. We've gotten a great start on it. We're developing a good system of hybrid fire and EMS, and that's very challenging. I think ESAC is looking hard at what's going to happen the next 2 years with this. Now that they've experienced in it, I think it's natural. They probably have some different wants than originally planned. And unfortunately, the budget's so tight these next few years, I'm not sure how much we can expand it. We may have to make choices of what's really important and what isn't. We did get some state grants to our area to update broadband internet service expansion. And we'll see some expansion. And it's hard, like a lot of things in Carroll County, the easy places have internet service and the hard places are yet to do. We need your feedback. Carroll County has some flyers out that are like a third of a page of paper size, two sides. Help improve Carroll County's internet access. And it's a quick survey. There's a QR code on it, and it tells you the website if you don't want to use the QR code. I'm going to put these around at a couple restaurants in the area, in my area. But if anybody out there, any business, would like copies of these, please get in touch with us, and we'd love to get these out and get them. The more people see them, the more people reply, the better we know what Carroll County needs. As one of the commissioners like to say, nobody knows what's best for Carroll County like Carroll Countyans. Finksburg Pharmacy, that's located down at Suffolk Road and 140. It was opened by a husband and wife team 20 years ago, Neil and Dixie Leibach. It's currently owned by Ray and Minnie Lee Carey. Ray had worked for Neil and Dixie for almost the entire time. Maybe their first 3 or 4 years he didn't, but he's been there. And I give Neil and Dixie such great credit. They probably could have made more money selling this out to a chain. And instead of that, they went to great pains to make sure that Ray and Min Lee could buy it and keep it as an independent pharmacy. So we celebrated, it's been there now for 20 years. We celebrated that, and it's a great place to support. So if you're in the Finksburg area, it's on 140, just below Suffolk Road, and you can get to it off of Suffolk or off of 140. Please support them. A few other things have gone on that some of us have followed over the last couple weeks. I talked about the bond rating. City of Westminster invited us to the clock tower celebration, and that's awesome. And it's now as good as it ever was, plus well lit. I got to go along with Commissioner Vigliotti to the 240th anniversary of Stone Chapel United Methodist Church. And that was just awesome to see the people there and talk to them, and we gave them a proclamation and made it Stone Chapel United Methodist Day, and it's just awesome that they've been there that long. Again, I talked about the Veterans Celebration. We also had Maryland Economic Development here in Tawnytown, and Tawnytown has some great businesses that probably some of us take for granted, but I couldn't stay the entire time there. I wish I could have. It was a lot of good information. Two of the secretaries from Annapolis attended that, and it was some great time, but I wanted to get to the Veterans Celebration. I mentioned that I'm going to go to the Man Val in the next 2 weeks and see Tim Weber do his thing. I'm also going to attend this week with my wife the Light of Carroll Awards. This year it's at Reese Volunteer Fire Company. The library hosts it and does a super job with it. And it's always a good event. If you can get out, I encourage you to come see that. It's a great event. I haven't talked to him one-on-one since he's got here, but Rec and Parks has a new director, Mr. Robert Hicks, and Lisa Carroll's there still as the chief of Department of Rec and Parks, and there's still a park director also. But I think at our next meeting, we're going to get to see Robert Hicks come give us some information. Emmanuel Lutheran Church had their monthly breakfast last Saturday and a yard sale. Delica Tomlis and I had a table there. It rained early and was pretty windy the whole day, so not a great day, but I still got to talk to a lot of people. Julie Froelich is the hospital liaison for Autumn Lake, which owns Longview Nursing Home in Manchester. They own, I think, 37 nursing homes throughout Maryland and own them over half the country. She's talked before about how she'd like to reach out to the community and help the community in a positive way. So she joined us there for breakfast, talked to many of the church members. I'm sure she's going to start supporting some of the food pantries and maybe doing a dinner or breakfast or lunch for people in the community. And it's great to see a business like that. We have so many local businesses, and even when they're owned by a higher company, and we're just one piece of many in Maryland and many in the country, they are interested in being part of the community and talking to us here. I've probably talked too much already, but one of the things, like I say, it was windy and not a good day for a yard sale. I really feel for the people that were there. They were selling some things, but you have tough days in that when weather's not the best. But one of the things that was a plus for me out of doing that yard sale is I got literature from Carroll County to have on the table with any of my stuff. And it's just neat how much is available and what Carroll County does and what the community does and what the government does. I already mentioned the internet access. I had another handout for Carroll Biking that shows all the bike trails from Tawnytown to Westminster to Manchester, Hampstead, Union Bridge, New Windsor, Sykesville, Mount Airy. There's a lot of bike trails in Carroll County. Reach out to us and get a copy of that so you can do them. Another nice brochure for Farm and Agritourism Guide. And this shows many of the things from 1623 Brewery down in Eldersburg, Balkers here in the center of the county, a lot of new ones. And there's farms doing some ice cream. There's farms doing a lot of vegetable and produce sales. There's wineries, Old Westminster Winery, Deep Run Farms. There's way too many for me to mention. Flood Zone. But we are blessed in Carroll County with a lot of agribusiness, and Secretary Addicks has been very supportive of Carroll County and very supportive of businesses. I mentioned the celebration of 10 years with Veterans Services. The other thing that Carroll County puts on, and this year will be the third annual Veterans Celebration of Carroll County, it will be at the Farm Museum on Sunday, May the 5th. And it's great entertainment, a lot of veterans' military exhibits. The helicopter will probably be there again and other military equipment. And there will be a recognition ceremony. I haven't seen, but what they've done is try to do that to a specific group, and mostly the younger groups, to encourage some of the younger veterans to get out and see what all the veterans in Carroll County and the state of Maryland are offering. Last thing I'll say, they also had the booklet on the Barn Quilt Trail. And I think there is now 30-some or 40 barn quilts in Carroll County. And they're awesome to see. Get the magazine from our tourism people. And I even see people, we happen to be blessed with one of the barn quilts. And I see people from all over the county, all over the state. We've had Baltimore City people come up, and if we're home, we invite them to get closer, to take better pictures, and we've got to meet a lot of great people by seeing that. I've talked too much. Hopefully, our people, maybe they're editing me a little bit and get rid of some of the oohs and ahs and put out the good stuff. But again, Kenny Kyler, County Commissioner for District 2, been here 11 months now. I love Carroll County. I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. I'll see you again and talk to you in about a month.